Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The youngest ever detainee held at the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is back in the news. His name is Omar Khadr. Today he lives in Canada. That's where he was born. The CBC and other media outlets are reporting that the Canadian government will pay Khadr more than $10 million and apologize to him for his mistreatment at Guantanamo. David Cochran is a senior reporter at the CBC's Parliamentary Bureau. He's in Ottawa. David, remind us who Omar Khadr is.
Well, Omar Khadr was captured in Afghanistan in 2002 after a battle with coalition forces. He was just 15 years old, and his father was a strong al-Qaeda supporter and an al-Qaeda operative, and he took his son off to be a jihadist. You know, he used him as a messenger for al-Qaeda when he was in his early teenage years, and then brought him to Afghanistan, and he was involved in a firefight in 2002 with coalition forces, and he's confessed to throwing a grenade that killed a U.S. Army medic named Christopher Spear and blinded another U.S. soldier named Lane Morris in one eye. And that's how he ended up in Guantanamo Bay, for his role in that battle having been brought there to Afghanistan to fight for al-Qaeda by his father.
So at Guantanamo Bay, his lawyers entered a plea for him, a plea of not guilty.
Yes, but he eventually moved on and pleaded guilty over time to five war crimes, including killing Christopher Spear. And there's been some suggestion as it went on that this was coerced, and he suggested that he made this admission as his way out. He saw a guilty plea in Guantanamo as his only way to be repatriated to serve his sentence in a Canadian jail. And he's now since appealed those convictions, and that's working its way through the court process.
Okay, so how did we get to the point of now, where the Canadian government has decided to apologize to Omar Khadr, who's now 30 years old, and pay him more than $10 million?
Yeah, we still don't have official confirmation from the government on the apology and the settlement. We have it through leaks and through source work confirming that that would happen. But the bottom line here is that the Canadian government really didn't have much of a choice. I mean, the Supreme Court of Canada has ruled that Canadian agencies violated his rights through their participation in interrogations and how he was treated while he was at Guantanamo Bay. They interviewed him. They gave information to U.S. investigators. He was interviewed after extreme periods of sleep deprivation. And what the Supreme Court ruled in one of its findings said, the actions of Canadian officials offended, and this is a quote, the most basic Canadian standards about the treatment of detained youth suspects. So there is a wrongful imprisonment suit filed by Khadr and his lawyers. And also there's precedent here with another Canadian named Meher Arar, who is a Syrian Canadian who was a victim of extraordinary rendition by the United States when he was snatched at a U.S. airport and sent to Syria for torture and imprisonment. Canadian officials were found to be complicit in that in terms of their involvement with the U.S. agencies. And Arar was given an apology and a $10.5 million settlement after an inquiry. What's happening here with Omar Khadr really falls in line with that precedent.
And this all hinges on how Canadian officials treated Khadr when he was at Guantanamo Bay. I think it's easy for us to forget that there are officials from other countries who are doing interrogations at Guantanamo. Do we know to the extent that he might have been tortured, and if he was tortured at all?
Well, we have some sense of his mistreatment, certainly. I mean, he said that in 2008 that he had been threatened with rape and violence. He was wounded when he was taken to Guantanamo Bay, and his lawyers say he was denied medical care despite his battlefield injuries, though critics of Khadr would certainly dispute that claim. But he also spent significant periods of time in solitary confinement. And you have to remember, he was 15 years old when he was taken to Guantanamo Bay.
And that's the main issue here, is it not?
Yeah, the Canadian courts have ruled that he was a young offender, essentially, who was treated like an adult combatant. And this is part of the problem. And they say there was a failure by the Canadian government to intervene and make sure that his rights were protected. And one of the things we know that he was subjected to is what they call the frequent flyer program, where for weeks at a time, he was subjected to weeks of sleep deprivation, moved from one cell to another every 3 hours over a period of several weeks, and then interrogated at the end of that, questioned by Canadian officials. And this is where they say this was a very specific example where Omar Khadr's rights were violated.
So how are people reacting to this, including the family of the American soldier, Christopher Spear?
Yeah, this is a very divisive issue. I mean, Christopher Spear's widow, Tabitha Spear, and Lane Morris, who's the other soldier who was wounded, they have already filed a civil claim in U.S. court and have been awarded $134 million in damages. The issue for them is that that is not enforceable in Canada without an order from a Canadian court. So they've now taken action and filed a separate action here so that if Omar Khadr gets this $10.5 million, that they can get their hands on it. But politically, this has been a very explosive, divisive issue. You have groups like Amnesty International, members of the current Liberal government, they're arguing that, look, Khadr was in effect a child soldier coerced into an adult war. And no matter what he admitted to, the legal issue here isn't what Omar Khadr did or didn't do in Afghanistan in a gun battle. It's what Canada did in violating his rights. The Conservatives, who were the government throughout this period of time, for the most period of time of his incarceration, they're blasting the settlement, essentially saying that Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, is making a terrorist rich. And they're calling for Khadr to willingly give the settlement to Christopher Spear's widow. They're trying to mobilize opposition to this, saying that, in effect, that Justin Trudeau is making Omar Khadr Canada's newest millionaire. This may be the most controversial money Justin Trudeau spends in his time as Prime Minister.
David Cochran, senior reporter in the Parliamentary Bureau for the CBC. Nice to speak with you. Thank you, David.
Thank you.